This is Brian Hansen for KCAW, and it's time for our weekly program on high school sports and activities in Sitka. Today we welcome Archie Young from the Mott Edgecombe High School basketball program. Archie is the head coach. He's brought with him today two of his star players on the boys basketball team, Vance Gregory from Galena and Leo Ford from Hooper Bay. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Good morning.
All right. Thanks for being here. Hey, I was at the gym last Tuesday night, saw a rousing game between you and Sitka. You came a little bit short in that game, but it was a very good contest. Archie, why don't you start out and tell us where the team is. Talk about that game for a second. Tell us where the team is so far this year.
For the team, the biggest thing for us is just trying to get everybody healthy and everybody on the floor together. This past weekend against Petersburg was the first time we've had everybody. So we're just trying to build that chemistry and cohesion by getting a chance to play together. The Sitka game has been very fun the last few years with the crowd involvement. It just makes for a great atmosphere. And I felt like it was a game that we can make some corrections, and obviously they'll make some corrections too, but I came away feeling like there's a lot of things that we could fix to be more successful.
Archie, I mentioned that game last week and not intentionally ignored your two wins over Petersburg this weekend. How'd those go?
We had spurts. I mean, we talked about that. We had some spurts. We showed some good signs. We also had some things that, you know, showed us things we need to work on. But the biggest thing was I came away with, it was nice just seeing the whole team play together. Was the biggest thing for me.
So let's turn to Vance Gregory out of Galena. Vance, tell me what your role on the team is.
Well, my role on the team pretty much is just play defense, hustle, just get out there and do the dirty work.
Do the dirty work. I like that attitude. Mm-hmm. Hey, Vance, I talked to you for a second before we went on the air here about Mott Edgecombe seems to be a little size disadvantaged against some of the teams. How tall are you?
I'm about 5'8 on a good day.
5'8 on a good day. And don't you get to get guard centers and people like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, kind of have to, but it's pretty fun.
I bet.
How it comes down.
So you must, what kind of prep work do you do to get ready to guard the taller guys that you have to guard?
I just have to move around on my feet a lot. Can't get caught behind. Just because they're a lot bigger than me and they take up more space than me, so I can't, they could hold me back, then it's not good.
Well, I'll tell you, you can go and watch you guys and the way the motors you, all your players have, and you too, and the hops you have. Make up for that too. So good job out there, Vance. Leo Ford from Hooper Bay. What's your role on the team, Leo?
My role is just like to be a good leader.
Okay. What year in school are you, Leo?
I'm a senior.
All right. Have you played on Mott Edgecombe High School team for the last 4 years?
No, just my second year.
All right. So what? As far as your to be a leader, other than do you have a specific position on the team that you're out there for? Are you the point guard? Are you a swingman, a shooter? What kind of
play both point and wing. Oh, I play the baseline too.
Right.
So like all three.
So I'm watching out there, and you guys put on some full court pressure, and you pretty much do it a lot of the game. Yeah. Do you like playing that high pressure game?
Yeah, it's fun. Like right. You don't get very tired sometimes.
Right. We have good fitness out there, and I really, like I said, as a fan watching out there, everyone's got to come out and see the Mott Edgecombe Braves, because here's a team with a high motor, as they say, and a team that has some disadvantages with height, but they make up for it fast, and they make you forget that really fast. So, Leo, what's next for you guys as far as what's your goals for going into this tournament that happens here in the Sitka area at the beginning of March?
Just to come out in first place.
Okay. How many games do you have left this year?
We have like
six.
Six before regions.
And who are those against, Coach?
We'll play Sitka tonight. Thursday we'll play at Juno. Friday at East. And Saturday at Skyview. And then two more against Sitka the next 2 weeks.
So, Vance, how are the grades going? Keeping up with them?
Yeah, I'm actually pretty proud of my grades this year.
Good.
Got straight A's.
Well, congratulations. I suspect it's really not the practices at when you're here home at the Mount Edgecombe High School. It's the travel that pushes the pressure on you. So you have a couple trips left to deal with?
I think we just believe we only have one trip left.
Okay, so is Anchorage coming down then, Archie?
No, we're going to Juneau on Thursday, then up to East. Anchorage on Friday, then drive down to Skyview or Kenai on Saturday.
Wow.
Yeah, good road trip.
Very good. So even though Sitka, I guess, hosts the tournament, that it'll be played at the Mount Edgecombe High School gym. Hey guys, do you get a distinct feel like you get an advantage when you're at home playing in front of your home fans there?
I think that it's just in front of our home crowd, and it's the energy that we get from it, either us and the Sitka crowd, just makes it a lot more fun to play, and kind of makes you feel more comfortable than like on the road.
Hey, I want to really, like I said, congratulate you for all the hard work you do, and let you know that I'm a big fan, and the town really enjoys watching your brand of basketball, and keep it up, and we'll look forward to watching you guys for the rest of the season. Good luck in the tournament, everybody, okay?
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here, and when we get back, we're going to come in with some Sitka High School girls basketball players, so hold on. With the weekly sports and activities for high school in Sitka, Alaska. And on the second part of the show, we're welcoming two Sitka High School Lady Wolves. We have with us today Sophie Mudry, a junior from Sitka High. Good morning, Sophie.
Good morning.
And also Kendall Phippen, another junior from Sitka High School. Good morning, Kendall.
Good morning.
How's everybody feeling? Probably tell that I have a cold, working on a cold is... How are you doing, Sophie? Have you had to miss any practices because of a sickness?
No.
How about as other players? Have you guys had lost people for considerable time?
Sid missed a couple practices.
Right, all right. Well, we're getting to the dog days of the season here. We're more than halfway over the season. Kendall, how's the team doing? Tell me about the record, and if you can tell me any of that kind of stuff.
Not exactly sure on our record, but we're coming along pretty good for what we started out with. We lost a good team last year, and we're really young this year, so we've come along really good. Just trying to pick up things.
So both of you are on the regional championship team last year that went to state and lost that heartbreaker in state, right?
Yeah.
Right. So I had Megan Reed and Sid Riggs in here a few weeks ago, and they told me that they hadn't gotten over it yet. How about you, Kendall?
No.
Sophie?
People always make jokes about it, and we just get really mad.
Well, that's all right. You have a new season, a new team, and I've watched you play several times. You guys work pretty hard. Let me talk to you, Kendall, first about your role on the team. What do you perceive your role on this high school team?
As a junior, I just feel like somewhat as a leader, I get to lead and then defensively.
Well, I haven't answered the question because I've watched you play, and I when you're out there, I see you. Almost every time I've seen you play, you get the responsibility of guarding the best offensive player on the other team. Isn't that what happens to you?
Yeah.
I mean, you guarded the white girl from Mount Edgecombe, who's quite the offensive player.
Definitely.
And what was that gal's name? Dallas Dickerson?
From ACS.
ACS.
It's kind of like a privilege, I guess, you know, I feel like I have good defense, so it's kind of nice, and it's a big responsibility because you don't want to mess it up if you're the person on them.
That's what I see out there. You do a great job, and you can see Coach yelling out there for you to do your job, because he expects a lot out of you out there. Now, on the other hand, Sophie, you have a lot of responsibilities in the defensive end, too. You're the one that chases that ball down everywhere it goes.
Yeah.
How do you like doing that? Is that...
I actually like defense. I don't know. I like getting steals and stuff.
Yeah. Well, you do a good job at getting that. So, what about the offensive end? Where is your shot at, Sophie? Where do you like to shoot from?
Like the free throw up in the top area. Right.
You don't like to get too close where those big girls are swatting away from you. Kendall, you have any offensive responsibilities that that you like the best when you're out there?
I like to attack most of the time.
You know, drive to the basket and stuff like that. Okay. So, how'd you do against Modestka last time you played them?
We did good in the first half, and then we had a third quarter low where we didn't really box out that well. So, if we don't have that third quarter low this time, I think we'll do a good job.
Will this be the second time you played the Modestka Lady Braves?
Yes.
So my experience with having kids in high school, that it's the practices at home aren't the difficulties with the classes and keeping the grades up. It's the travel that's a problem. Is that your experience, Sophie?
Yeah. We have to sign out of all our classes and try to keep up with our homework.
Right. And how are you doing? I always have to ask this question of kids when they're doing their sports. You keeping your grades up?
Yeah.
All right. How about you, Kendall? Everything okay?
Yeah.
Coach pretty demanding on that. Make sure you guys do that.
Yeah, we have to go to study hours and stuff.
So thank you, Sophie and Kendall. Good luck the rest of the season. We'll be watching. This has been Brian Hansen for KCAW, bringing you a weekly look at high school sports and activities. Until next time, keep the body and mind active and support high school sports and activities. Good day.